Okay, God bless one and all. We are preparing for a weekend in the Word in just 4 days, and we're all filled with great expectation about that. I'm going to start off tonight by asking a question, as I normally do. But the question is this. Have you ever won something? Have you ever won a contest? Well, maybe you won a raffle or a sweepstakes. If not, wouldn't it be nice to maybe win a car, an all-expenses-paid vacation to an exotic island? What about a large sum of money? It would be quite something to win one incredible prize. Perhaps one of the most treasured prizes in the world today is known as the lottery. And the rules are quite simple. You just have to guess on some pre-selected numbers, and if you're lucky, claim your winnings as soon as possible. Have you ever done something like that? Have you ever been hopeful to win something like that? Have you ever kept your eyes on a prize? Who's ever heard that statement before? Eye on the prize. Probably all of us here tonight, but basically it's a motivational quote to encourage someone to finish what they started or to follow through with something because the activity at hand will eventually reap great rewards, just like winning a contest. Cars, all expenses paid vacations or excursions, and large sums of money are common grand prizes, just to name a few. But I think it's obvious that our prize will come at an unexpected day and time, yet we know it's going to happen. It's a day we look forward to every single day of our lives. But again, one that we're not sure about when it will occur. Yes, I am talking about the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you know something, guys? There are many records and verses that teach us all about being patient and what the things are that benefit us in waiting for our grand prize. So you could turn to Philippians chapter 3 or listen or whatever blesses you. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press on. I push through. I continue. I persevere. I wait. I will succeed. Any and all of these phrases are acceptable. The prize is the return of Christ, where all of those that are asleep will rise up first, and then all of us that are here on earth, that are born again of God's Spirit, will be taken to our eternal home in the heavenlies with the Father face to face. What do you think of that? Now, none of us know what that's going to be like, but we do know that it's something worth waiting for. So that brings me to the next question I'm going to pose. What do we do while we wait? What's the use of waiting for something that has no date or timeline revealed to us? The family of God specializes in so many wonderful benefits. Love, care, kindness, protection, healing, joy, peace, and maybe most importantly, hope, just to name a few. But what about growth? Huh? You know what? I think we're all aware that we have something called time on our hands. Someone once said that time is money. And time is a very precious commodity. It's something that is free, but something we can use at any point of our lives. Once it is lost, it cannot be regained. And at any point in time, we will receive our prize of Christ's triumphant return. Because you know what? The body of Christ is open to anyone. And there's that prize, that grand prize that comes along with it. Not only are there no rules other than to be born again of God's Spirit, the only entry fee is your confession of Jesus Christ having been raised up from the dead for the redemption of all mankind. It's as simple as that. Once you are in, you have all of the access and privileges of those who have been a part of the one body for many years. We all win the same prize at the exact same time. And you know, waiting for something can be difficult, especially when you don't know when it's going to come. But God has made something like this so easy. It's called waiting upon the Lord, quite literally. We are literally waiting for God to call us home and send Christ back to come and get us. You know what? This reminds me of Isaiah 40:31, which I know you all have known for many, many years. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I want to take a look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." God has given us this new birth. He's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ, and into an inheritance that will never, ever die out. And this inheritance is kept in the heavenlies for us, which through faith is shielded by God's power until he is ready to reveal it to us at some point in time when Christ returns. What if someone showed up at your house to tell you that you have inherited millions of dollars? The only catch is that you don't get it right away, but you have to wait 5 years to receive it. Well, guess what? For most people, all of their focus would be on those 1,825 days until receiving their inheritance. Everything else would probably seem unimportant, and you would keep your eyes on that inheritance until the day it comes. But you know what? Paul tells us the same thing, except we're inheriting so much more than just a large sum of money. We have been born again through Christ and have been given this whole new life. Saved from a life that was going out of control, but in God's infinite mercy, we were set free from the law of sin and death, then placed into a family with riches that cannot be counted. What's the catch? Well, it's simple. We will not receive the full prize until Jesus Christ returns for us. And you know what's going to happen? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52 says, "In a moment," we're not sure when that moment's going to come, "but in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye," it's going to happen so fast, "at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You see, guys, this is that waiting period, waiting for that prize to arrive. We're not sure when it's going to come, but we do know that it's going to be one that's worth waiting for. So until that day comes, we have our eyes on the prize. Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you so much for the reality that we live in anticipation of the grand prize of being part of your family, Father. When your Son returns to take us home, what a day of rejoicing that will be. But in the meantime, we'll be here waiting, and we will continue to do your will, Father, as you would have us to do, until that moment in time comes. It's in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, I pray, Jesus Christ, amen.